Okay, Tov, and welcome back to another in our ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. We are now in Ketubot, Perek Dalad, Mishnah He, which is at the very bottom of Daf Memchet Amud Aleph, and continues on to the issue of domain and comparing the domain of the father with the domain of the husband, and in this case, clarifying along the continuum when she leaves the reshut of the father and enters the reshut of the husband. This seems to be a somewhat of a tautological statement that Gemara will clarify, but she remains in the reshut of her father until she enters the reshut of the husband for purposes of nisuin. Now, masara av l'shtuchei abal, let's say that the father presents her to the Baal's agents. The Baal lives in one town, she lives in another town, and he sends his agents to go bring her for the chuppah. The minute he hands her over, harehu b'shut ha-Baal. Now she is a married woman and connected to the Baal. Halacha, now for what purpose, we'll see in the Gemara. Halacha avim shtuchei ha-Baal. Let's say the father accompanied the agents. O shalchu shtuchei avim shtuchei ha-Baal. Or he sends his own agents with them. Harehu b'shut ha-Av. She remains in the b'shut ha-Av until masru shtuchei ha-Av l'shtuchei ha-Baal. If the agents of the father handed her over to the agents of the husband, she's in her shut to the Baal. But if they accompany him all the way, that it's until she actually enters the chuppah, or in some other way they disappear or the father disappears from the picture, then she enters the reshut ha-Baal and is considered a nesua. That, of course, has huge implications because of all the things that we learned in the previous Mishnah that are distinctions between the husband's rights and the father's rights, and even with those things that are in common, question is who it goes to and who's chayav mizonot, etc., etc. Now the Gemara immediately addresses the wording le'olam, meaning she's forever, she is in the reshut of her father until she enters the reshut of the Baal. What's that there to clarify? So if we recall from the very beginning of the Masechet, we quoted a Mishnah, which we will see fairly soon in its original context, the Mishnah from Perek Hey, Mishnah Bet, that indicates that we give 12 months for a betulah to get married. That's how long the husband has to get his act together. If the 12 months come and he still doesn't marry her, then he has to start supporting her and feeding her. The original Mishnah, the Mishnah Rishonah, the earlier ruling was that in such a case, if he's a Kohen, she starts eating Truma. The Mishnah Achrona, the later ruling, was that no, she does not eat Truma until she actually enters his domain. So now, my Leolam, why does the Mishnah say Leolam, forever she's in the reshut of the father until she enters the reshut of the Baal? Afukim Mishnah Rishona. It's to stand in opposition to the earlier ruling Lekabe Truma. Tenani, Gerzman Veloniso, Achot Mishalom, Achot Bitruma, Kamash Balam Leolam. So that's why our Mishnah says Leolam, meaning she remains in her father's reshut until she is actually, and not virtually, but actually handed over to the Baal's reshut or his agents, etc. Now, Masar v'shluchei Baal, reshut Baal. Amar Rav. Rav says as follows, Mesirata lakol, meaning the whole second part of the Mishnah, and really just about the whole Mishnah that deals with the father handing her off to shluchei Baal, is effective and creates full nisuin for every purpose except for achila truma, which according to Mishnah Achrona, she cannot have until she enters his house. Rav Asi Amar af the truma. He says that even for purposes of truma, she can eat truma. Eitiv Rav Huna the Rav Asi, Rav Huna, the student of Rav, turns to Rav Asi and challenged him and said, V'yamri l'achia barav the Rav Asi, or perhaps chia barav, who was Rav's son, challenged Rav Asi and said, Le'olam hi b'shut ha'avat, she's going to the chuppah. Look at our Mishnah. Mishnah says that she is not in the reshut of the husband until the chuppah. And so how can you say that she eats truma beforehand? So Amar Lahu Rav. So Rav said either to his student Rav Huna or to his son Chia in challenging Rav Asi, he defends his opposite number of Asi. Lava mina l'chulo dehizlubat or ipcha. Have I not told you not to follow Mishnayot which are equivocal? And therefore, it is not to use a Mishnah which is equivocal as a proof, because your opposite number can just interpret it in the other way, and thus your proof, your challenge is meaningless. Yachol ishnu yilchu, I could have answered to you what that phrase means. Mesirata zu iknisata l'chupa. When it says she is in her father's reshut until she enters the chuppah, so Rav said, somebody could, Rav Asi could turn around and say, that's what handing her over means, that is the chuppah. And therefore, at that point, she can eat truma, which means you have not really disproven him. Now, Shmuel Amar, liyurushata. Shmuel says the purpose of Mesirah is for Yerusha, meaning that once the father or his agents hand her over to the agents of the husband, and if at that point she dies, then the husband inherits her and not the father. Rish Lakish Amar lichtuvata. Rish Lakish says that the impact of handing her over is vis-a-vis ktubah. Now what does that mean? Ktubata mahi? Dimeta yaridla. It means that if she dies, then the husband inherits the ktubah. So Hainu de Shmuel, that's exactly what Shmuel said. So Amar Ravina lomar ktubata miacher maneh. Ravina says, no, what it means is that if she's handed over to the shluchim of the husband, and then the husband dies or divorces her, the next time she gets married, she only gets 100 because she's considered to be already a betula min ha-nisuin. As we learned in the first parak, once it's min ha-nisuin, she only gets 100 even though she may still be a betula. Now, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina say the same as Rav Asi. Amar Tavayu misirat tala kol af the truma. Handing her over to the shluchei ha-baal makes her fully married for every purpose, including truma, just like Rav Asi said. Meitavei is, we have a challenge to all of this. Halacha avim shluchei ha-baal, as we had in the Mishnah. Oshalchu shluchei avim shluchei ha-baal, as we had in the Mishnah. Oshaitala chatzer baderech, or if somewhere on the way there was she owned a courtyard somewhere on the road that they were taking. V'nichasayim olalin. And they entered she entered with him into this place to lodge there. I'll have to see what the wording is. Avish ktuvata b'tvala, even though her ktuva is already in her husband's house, meta avia yorsha. If she dies at that point, her father inherits her. In other words, it's her courtyard. She did not go in for purposes of nisuin. She just went in for purposes of spending the night there. And her father or his agents are still with her. In that case, then the father inherits if she dies, and even though the ktubah may already be in her husband's house. However, masar av l'shluchei ha-baal, o shemasur shluchei av l'shluchei ha-baal, if the father or his agents already handed her off, o shaita lo chatzer baderech, nechasai mo l'shem nisuin, or if the husband owns a courtyard on the way, and the ratio was she owns a courtyard, husband owns a courtyard, and she went in for purposes of nisuin, meaning it's kind of a chuppah, even though the ktubah is still in her father's house, meita ba'ala yorsha. If she dies, then the husband inherits her. Now, medvar mamurim yushata. But all of this is only vis-a-vis yerusha. However, as far as truma goes, she does not eat truma until she enters the chuppah, which, by the way, means that Rav's defense of Rav Asi would not hold up, because you see that handing her over is not considered chuppah. So tiyufta de kulu tiyufta. We have now rejected all of them, as Rashi points out, except for Shmuel. In other words, that considering that this Mesirah is meaningful for anything beyond Yerusha is flatly rejected. Now, parenthetically, the statement itself is problematic, because ha-gufa kasha, emart, nichasai molalin. How do we present it in the ratio that if she went with her husband to lodge in this place, and it was her courtyard, so we say tama delalin. So the only reason that it's not nisuin is because it was expressly said, I'm just going here to sleep for the night. Hastama l'shem nisuin. So that means the default case would be that it's nisuin. You know, it's the default if she ever goes in anywhere with her husband to be, that we assume that it's nisuin, unless she flatly says, I'm just going here to spend the night, I'm tired, I'm going to sleep. Ema Sefer, and then look at the second half. Nichasai mo l'shem nisuin. If she comes into his courtyard, into a place, and it's for the purposes of nisuin, then they're married. Hasta malalin. Therefore, the default case is that it's not nisuin, and she has to announce nisuin. In other words, if it's expressly lalin, then it's not marriage, which means the default is it's marriage. But on the other hand, you said if it's expressly for marriage, then they are married, meaning the default case is not marriage. So which is it? Ravashi stami stamiktani. The Rashi says we basically go with the default what that happens. Stam chatzer didal alin. If it's her chatzer, as we had in the Reisha, why is she going in there? She's going in there to spend the night. She's tired. Stam chatzer didal, but if she's going into his chatzer, then l'nisuin. So in other words, the Breita is not saying if she goes into her chatzer and announces it's for lalin, goes into his chatzer and announces for l'nisuin, it just means, and that's how I wrote it in the notes, that if she goes into, and it's her chatzer, the presumption is that it's lalin. If they announce it's nisuin, then it's nisuin. And the inverse would be if it's his chatzer. Now, Tana Masar Av L'Shluchei Abal V'Zinta. Let's say that the father, and this is another push at figuring out how much Mesira does. Keep in mind that if a girl has znut, if a girl has an affair while she is betrothed, she gets skila. If she's already married, she gets chenek. And the same thing with the fellow who had the affair with her. So now, Masar Av L'Shluchei Abal V'Zinta, let's say she was handed off to the Shluchei Abal and she had znut, Harezu B'Chenek. Then she already gets chenek, which means as far as her status as an eshet ish, vis-a-vis niuf, vis-a-vis adultery, she is fully an eshet ish after being handed off, even though she might have not seen her husband yet. Harezu b'chenek. Minhani mili. What's the source for this? Ravami b'chama amar kra, liznot beit avia. In the parsha about Motzi Shem Brothers, we just dealt with it at length, she has done a terrible thing, the Israel, liznot beit avia, to have an adulterous affair in her father's house. What does that mean? Problem is Masar Av L'Shluchei Abal. That's excluding a case where she's no longer in her father's house because her father's already handed her off to Shluchei Abal. Ah, Ve'ima Pratcha Nichas Al Chuppah V'lo Nivala. Maybe it's just excluding a case where she actually went into the Chuppah itself and the Shluchei Abal are not good enough. So Rava Amar Li Ami. So this same Ami told me Chuppah Behed Yaktiva. Rava says, I already asked that question and Ami already explained to me. Chuppah Behed Yaktiva. Chuppah is explicitly written because it says ki ya nara betula murasa leish in the parsha of nara murasa who has znut and she gets skila. It says that she's a nara betula meorasa leish. So what is each term there for? Nara velo bogeret, betula velo beula, meorasa velo nesua. Now what does velo nesua mean? My nesua ilay menesua mamash. If you think it means somebody who already had chuppah and already was nivelet by her husband. Then, Hainu Betula Velo Bu'ula. That's already covered under the clause of Betula Velo Bu'ula. She's already a Bu'ula. Halav Shenichas Al Chuppah Velo Nivala. So, what must that text be saying? Ma'orasa Le'ish, not a Nesua, meaning a Nesua who has not had Bia yet. That's Chuppah. That's called Chuppah. So, that means that this other Pasuk, Liznot Beit Avia, is there to tell me even if she's only left her father's domain by being taken, by being handed to the agents of the new husband. So now another suggestion is made. Perhaps if she is on the road and something happens and she returns back to her father's house, and she's on the road, the father handed her off to Shluchei Abal. Maybe she's not fully married, so much so that if something happens and she goes back to her father's house, maybe she goes back to her earlier status. Amarava, who kvar paska tanad Rabbi Shmuel. That's already been clarified by the Tanad Rabbi Shmuel. Tanad Rabbi Shmuel. The Nader Almanau Gushakol Asher Asral Nafshaya Kumaleha. In the middle of the Parsh of Nadarim, there's this verse that says that if a woman is an Almana or a Grusha, a widow or a divorcee, whatever she took as a netter is hers, meaning there's nobody to repudiate it. She doesn't have a father, meaning she's already out of her father's domain, and she doesn't have a husband because she's widowed or divorced. In other words, so why are you telling me that there's nobody to repudiate the Nedarim? Obviously, she doesn't have a father anymore because she's left his domain, and she doesn't have a husband because she's not married. So what's the case talking about? What is the Torah saying? That says, Neder Almanau Grusha. She has to live with it. She has to keep the neder because there's nobody to repudiate it. We're talking about a case where she has been handed off by her father or his agents to the agents of the husband. And on the way, the husband died or divorced her. And now, how do I refer to her? Beit Avia Shelzu? Is she connected to her father's house? Or Beit Baala Shelzu? Or is she connected to her husband's house? The answer is neither. The minute she's left her father's reshut once, he never can do afara in darim, meaning that in the scenario we just played with, that the father handed her off to the Shluchei Abal, she went, and then she got cold feet, or the weather was bad, or for whatever reason she went back, she remains already in the reshut Abal, for whatever purposes the Mesira affects, the Machloket Amoraim, but she can never go back to reshut Av, she can reverse that process. Amar of Papa, Afana Namitanina. So he said, we have a bright that supports that. Habal Nara Murasa, Enochevat Shetei Nara, Vitula, Miorasa, Vibaveta Via. So we have a brayta that says that as far as Nara Murasa goes, it only works if she's a Nara, if she's a Betula, and she's betrothed, and she is Bevet Aviha, in her father's house. So Bishlama Nara Igad Velo Bogeret. That again, a Nara, not a Bogeret. Betula Velo Bula, Murasa Velo Nesua. I understand what each one of those defining terms excludes. But Bevet Aviha Limute Mai, what are you excluding by saying Bevet Aviha? It must be that you're excluding a case where once the father's handed her off, that's it. She's not in this parsha anymore. Another support is from this brayta. If somebody has bia with an eshet ish, once she entered reshut habal, even though she didn't have bia yet, meaning she just entered reshut habal in whatever minimal way there is, then somebody has bia with her has chenek, and not skila. Nechasar shuta baal bi'alma. In other words, it doesn't say she had chuppah. Just nechasar shuta in any kind of entering is reshut, which means once the father hands her off, she's already a bat chenek, she's not a bat skila anymore, she's a regular eshet ish, at least as far as those things are concerned. Maybe she doesn't need truma yet, but she never reverts, and that's the issue that we're trying to support, that if she does go back to father's house, then she does not revert to father's reshut, and rather stays forever as an eshet ish, and therefore a bat chenek. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, in the next podcast, we will pick up at this Mishnah, the famous Midrash of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in Kerem B'Yavne, and in a couple of podcasts, we will get to the Ikar issues of Ketubah, of Tanai Beit Din, which are on Daf Nun Aleph. Everybody should have a wonderful day.